The grand old passenger ship Queen Elizabeth II gets a new assignment in April. It will cruise the Mediterranean and Northern Europe instead of crossing the Atlantic. A new royal ship, the Queen Mary II, will take over the Atlantic route. Since its maiden voyage in 1969, the Queen Elizabeth II has carried some 2 million passengers, the equivalent of 230 times around the globe. It's the fastest passenger ship in the world. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg went aboard as the QE2 was about to embark on its 5-day run from New York to Southampton.
Doors opening. Lift going down. Boat deck.
The elevator is a lift. The signs say, mind the step. There are paintings of the Queen. It's a British ship, all right, even though years ago Cunard sold it to some Norwegians, who then sold it to a consortium led by the American Carnival Corporation. Captain Ian McNaught makes it clear, though, that QE2 is no carnival cruise.
We're not a cruise ship. We are a passenger liner. Life is a little bit more refined and a little bit more classy, I hope. Yes, we do have receptions, we do have the captain's table. It's all very nice and traditional on here, and that's the way it should be on a ship like this.
But cruise director Paul Beck is quick to point out that there is nothing stuffy about the ship.
I think a lot of people come on board the QE2 and think, oh dear, it's all going to be hello, darling, and all this stuff, you know. But it's really not like that. It's a very friendly atmosphere, but you do get excellent service and excellent food.
Gloria Del Corso of Merrick, Long Island, was just back from a 12-day trip to Canada on the QE2. Gloria's been on all kinds of cruises.
Each ship has its own personality. This is the Grand Dame. It has the high tea, which they have scones to knock your socks off. The food was fine.
Fine, not great?
I've had other ships, you know, a little more.
British ship. Warship once. In 1982, the British government requisitioned QE2 to carry troops during the Falklands conflict. Then the ship went back to its usual role as the last of the great ocean liners. A ship with a library. Floating librarian Julia Johnson says Americans borrow anything juicy on the royals. Brits are into maritime books. Everybody loves a mystery. And Julia Johnson says passengers are good about returning books on time.
Any library anywhere, if the majority of the people don't play ball, you know, the ball can't be batted, and it's as simple as that, isn't it, really? I'm not going to go running down the gangway for somebody who owes me 20 cents. Particularly when they've paid $25,000 for their passage. I mean, come on.
Here's what their money buys. A spa, natch, a casino. If luck is with you, you might win back the $25,000 or more that you pay for a grand suite. Personalized stationery in all the suites. A branch of Harrods department store. A synagogue. A kennel. More about that in a few minutes. And a ballroom. The Queen's Room, it's called. Blue club chairs, blue and gold carpet, except on the shiny blonde wood dance floor, where tuxedoed and gowned passengers whirl away their evenings at sea.
Cha-cha, waltz, quick-step, tango, rumba.
But you know, so few people do that kind of dancing these days. These days they stand in the middle of a noisy place and they wiggle, that's it.
Some do, but we have lots of ladies who like to dance the slightly more old-fashioned way.
And Peter Grant is there to partner them every night of the week, plus at the daily ballroom dance classes. Mr. Grant is one of some 6 gentlemen hosts on board the QE2. Now, with a title like gentleman host, you expect Michael Caine in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, thin pencil mustache, pounds of hair goop. Oh, no. Peter Grant is a gray-haired widower, 61 years old, with a missing lower tooth. He's pleasant, polite, and he's ready to rumba.
How many proposals have you gotten on
board? None. I'm not looking for one either. We're not here for romance. We socialise, dance, and hope to entertain the ladies in our own modest way.
The QE2 gentlemen hosts are volunteers. They pay reduced rates for their room and board, get to travel in fine style, and dance in the biggest ballroom afloat. Peter Grant's children and grandchildren encourage him to take these working vacations.
I think inwardly they smile a bit.
Because?
Dad's out doing his thing.
Please use the handrails when on the stairways.
A cozy stateroom is equipped with a video on ship safety. There's some good English soap in the loo, soft honey colors on the bedspread and chairs. It's a nice padded cell. Hard to think that you would ever need to ask the bartender for ginger beer and bitters, his favorite seasick remedy if the ocean gets unruly. His classic hangover remedy, by the way, is aspirin and Coke. For a breath of fresh air and some canine companionship, passengers can go to the upper deck to visit their pets. Cruise hostess Elaine McKay says even the QE2 kennel has amenities.
To make the little boy dogs comfortable, we have a British lamppost up there for their convenience.
Elaine McKay serves as hostess for special events, dinners, cocktail parties. She sends out birthday and anniversary cards to passengers, teaches courses on tying a scarf attractively, arranging flowers, and knows when the cabin steward puts notes on some 2,000 passengers' pillows, reminding them to change their clocks each night as the great ship passes through various time zones. Elaine McKay has spent 8 months a year on board the Queen Elizabeth II for the past 21 years. For her, it's a way of life.
It's like having guests in your house. You want them to have a wonderful time. You try to look after them to be sure that they're enjoying themselves, try to meet their needs, just like you would if you were having house guests. The only thing is we do ask our house guests to pay when they come to visit.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we have your attention, please?
Time for farewells and hellos. Passengers getting off the Queen Elizabeth II after a Canadian cruise.
On behalf of Captain Ian McNaught, the ship's officers and crew, we would like to thank you for sailing aboard Queen Elizabeth II.
And in a few minutes, others come on board for one of the great ship's last eastbound journeys across the Atlantic. I'm Susan Stamberg, landlocked at NPR News.
Thank you very much.
Photographs of the QE2 and the Queen Mary 2 are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butler.